Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, everybody, and happy Easter. I might be just wrong, but I think there are many, many, many folks here who I probably saw before the pandemic hit the world. So I can't tell you how much I feel delighted that some of the people that I'm seeing, I have seen after a very long time, and I guess you have changed, and so have I. So, truly, happy Easter. It was January 11th, 2019. I had been back home just for 2 days. That was the day that I lost my beloved father. Dad was buried in a local cemetery, and what I mean by that is, in the state where I come from in India, called Kerala, there are no common community graves or Catholic cemeteries. And this is because from the ancient times, each parish maintained its own much smaller cemetery. Now, this has huge implications for parishioners. And the main one is that no one can own their individual permanent graves. After 3 years, the remains of their loved ones are reverently and prayerfully removed and put in a common well along with other people's remains. Someone else is then buried in that grave. Now, I did share this story with you the Easter of 2019, but there is a twist to the story. And the twist is that after my dad passed away, COVID struck. People were dying at a much rapid pace than they would die at other times. Today is Easter. And taking that story, let me share 3 points with you, because Jesus rose on the third day. So here's my first point for today. No grave is a permanent grave. Folks, initially the realization, I know better. Because we are baptized and because we have already died with Christ, we Catholics are not uncomfortable around death and dying. We live each day knowing that we have already embraced death. And let me explain this just a little further. For a moment, let me draw your attention to this Paschal candle that sits right here in the, during the Easter season, and you probably don't see it otherwise sitting in this spot. This Paschal candle was lit last night for the very first time from the new fire that was blessed. This Paschal candle is always present at two events of a Catholic's life. First, at baptism. And second, at our funerals. At baptism, the minister of the sacrament lights an infant's baptismal candle from this Paschal candle, and he gives light of Christ. And then The minister handles this, hands this candle to the parents and godparents with these words. He says, "Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. He or she must always walk as a child of the light. May he or comes, and when the Lord comes, may they go out to meet him with all the angels and saints in the heavenly kingdom." So isn't it strange that when a child is being initiated into the faith, we are already talking about the end times, the coming. Everything will cease to exist, and Christ, who is risen, will raise us all up. And then when this person passes away, the funeral casket is brought into the aisle, and it is kept right here with the paschal candle present in front of that casket. It's as if the light of Christ that this child accepted when they were infants has now returned at the darkest time of their lives, death and destruction. The implication, folks, is very clear. No grave is a permanent grave, because no death is a permanent death. We have already died with Christ and rose with him to life, so that our graves are always temporary graves. Secondly, there is yet another reason that we Catholics are comfortable with death and dying. If you have been beside a loved one as they approach the end of their lives, and if you have been present when the priest is administering the sacraments for the last time, you saw the priest pour a little water on the forehead of the dying person, saying, "In baptism," oh, for goodness sake, when the person is dying, we are going back to our baptism. "In baptism, you died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May you share with him his eternal glory." And then the priest sprinkles holy water over the entire body and prepares the body for burial. It is not unintentional that at the last moments of our life on earth, we are reminded of our baptism. So see what is happening. At our baptism, we are reminded of our death, and at our death, we are reminded of our baptism. We do this because the effects of baptism comes to fruition at the moment of our death. It is when we die that we live. In reality, then, the way the sacraments are, we live to die so that when we die, we will live. Once again, reminds us, no grave is a permanent grave, because no death is a permanent death. And finally, Easter is the reason. Today is the reason that we are familiar with life and death and eternal life. Thanks be to Jesus Christ. The Easter Sunday Gospel reading recounts the story of the women who had been buried in an empty, unused tomb. And you heard the story. When they returned, they found the empty tomb. The tomb in which Jesus was buried was no more a gravesite. It was the site of the ultimate victory of God's redeeming love, the site of the victory of life over death, the site of the victory of light over darkness, the site of victory of immortality over mortality. So What if I don't have a permanent grave for my dad? For that matter, what if neither of us had a permanent grave for those we love? Easter is not a celebration of graves and tombs and death and mortality. Rather, it's a celebration of the reality that no grave is a permanent grave. That every tomb will be empty. That death is no more. That life, thanks be to Jesus Christ, is forever and ever. However, before we reach the end of our lives, we have an entire life witnessing to the reality that our life on earth is a dying to live and a living to die. In other words, we are the people who bear witness to the reality that no grave is a permanent grave. Let us not live our lives in such a way that people don't understand that. The life we now live is a life already dead to sin, but alive to the power of the risen Lord. We already live like people who know that no grave is a permanent grave. May this truly be the reality until the day we come to meet the risen Christ. And this is the meaning of being called a resurrection people, an alleluia people. So today in this Eucharist, we celebrate the one who has opened every grave. It is by the opening of his tomb that we can all say that we have vanquished death forever and that no grave is a permanent grave. People of God said, Amen. It's Easter one more time.